want to talk about consistency a little bit. Just a few words, not much. We all like to think we are being consistent in our thoughts and values, but we aren't. Why? There's no reason other than being human. Take any person on the street and ask them for three ideals or principles which define them. Well, forget that. Forget the person on the street. Ask yourself. Write them down. Now, review the last couple of weeks or months and find out how many times you have compromised these ideals. Here's what happens. People say they stand for something, but then that ideal gets in the way of something they want, or something they want to avoid. All of a sudden, the ideal is abandoned, and we start to justify and rationalize our actions or choices. We claim to hold to the ideal, but act very differently. This is all very transparent if you pay attention. Now, this is not a criticism. What it means is that the ideals a person may profess just might not be the ones they actually value or live by. It may mean that the ideals need to change, or that we need to develop better self-discipline, one or the other. With that as a backdrop, I can tell you that my philosophy is pretty well set. Oh yeah, I forgot. A philosophy is really not much more than a collection, a set of ideals and principles all smooshed together. The real challenge here is that once a set of ideals or philosophy is adopted, can we live with it? Being idealistic doesn't mean to have your head in the sky or look at life with rose-colored glasses. That's how people who can't resolve the conflict explain things. They say, oh, don't be an idealist. Au contraire, be an idealist. We need them. But be aware, having ideals and a philosophy means making hard choices about gray issues. But it also means being consistent. Being able to pursue your ideals without sacrificing your ethics or making excuses for yourself. The real beauty of making the commitment to being an idealist, to being consistent, is that it forces us to say no, or yes, to hard choices in gray areas of issues. And that forces us to be creative and solve the problem in a new way which does not sacrifice our ideals.